The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rabinowitz.
Let us begin, Be'ezer Hashem. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Klal Chav Zayin, Hilchos Talmud Torah. And people may not realize that just like there are halachas that pertain to blowing shofar and building a sukkah and sitting in a sukkah and shaking lulav and putting on tefillin, the parameters, the guidelines for fulfillment of various mitzvahs, there are halachas and minimum requirements that apply to learning Torah as well. Learning Torah is a mitzvah. As a matter of fact, keneged kulam, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which the Vilna Gaon says applies to even one word of Torah. One word of Torah is equal to all other mitzvahs. And certainly when it comes to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, there are halachas, and although there's a continuum and the requirement is not clearly defined for every person equally, and it does vary based on a person's situation, his financial situation, his abilities, but there are certainly halachis and there are minimum requirements which will be delineated in this klal Be'ezer Hashem. Achar hatfila yikva es lo limud Torah. Following davening shacharis, one should set aside time for learning Torah. The pasuk says v'akisa bo yomim v'layla, and the Gemara Menachos derives from there that there is an absolute minimum requirement to learn Torah daily, once in the morning and once at night. The halpsak of the Ramah is that b'shas adchak, even if one had no time to learn any more than the Kriya Shema, one can dispense with this obligation by reading Kriya Shema in the morning and evening. But certainly, if one has time for more, he has not fulfilled the chiyuv of Kviyas Itim with merely reading Kriya Shema. So it is incumbent upon every individual to be koveya itim. And as a matter of fact, the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that the first question that one is asked upon his ascension to the next world, when he comes before the Kisei HaKavod to account for his deeds and for his life in Olam Hazeh, the first question is, Kavata Itim LaTorah, have you set aside time for learning? Not have you mastered all of Torah? Have you spent every minute available to you in learning? But the more important question, the primary challenge to a person after 120 is Kavata Itim LaTorah, have you set aside time for learning? V'tzarich she'oisei ha'eisiyah kavua, that time has to be set, immutable. Shelo ya'avirenu afim sover la'viacharbe, he shall not forego that time even if he is planning or expects to profit greatly from taking off from his learning during that time. Nevertheless, he cannot miss out on that slot. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that he is considered an ish amana, a true maimon, is one who says, if I am destined to make a certain amount of money, then that will happen after I finish learning. There's no reason for me to take off from my limud. The Chazal tell us on the pasuk, Zoisa Torah Adam ki yamus ba'oyel, Ein divrei Torah miskaimen ela b'mishem meimis atzmei aleha. The words of Torah will be retained only by one who literal translation would be kills himself over Torah, which means that he exerts himself, he strains himself, He sacrifices from his own well-being for the sake of Torah. And the Chafetz Chaim, in an inspiring interpretation of this Chazal, gives us a mashal. He says, imagine a person is busy in a store and is trying to help out his wife and running the sales. And, you know, as he gets older, he tells his wife, you know, my years are numbered. I need to spend more time learning. And she gives him an hour. And one day he's immersed in learning. And his wife comes to him, knocks on the door of the Beis Medrash and says, what are you doing? There are customers lining up outside our shop and they have no one to service them. And he says, you know, Chazal say, imagine that I'm dead. If I was dead, would you have any issue with me not servicing the customers? I'm dead. A person has to approach Talmud Torah with the attitude that when he is immersed in learning, he is dead to the world. He does not. He is not here. He's not around. He's not available. He's not on call. And with that attitude, one will truly be able to be koveya itim l'Torah and not be concerned about what I can miss if I learn now. Continues the Kitzur. V'im tzarech l'asos eiz hadavar nachutz ma'od. If a person has to tend to a very important, urgent matter, yilmoid mikoidim l'chal hapachos pasuk echad halacha achas. Let him at least learn one pasuk or one halacha. V'yaseh ma'asheh nachutz lo. Let him tend to what he needs to take care of, and he should then make up what he's missing. Because besides for the kviyas itim la'Torah, besides for the time commitment in which the Mishnah Berurah writes that if one missed out during the day, he should pay back at night. He should make up for the lost time at night. But there's also a quota of the amount of learning that one has. I've been mekabel upon himself to do, and he should try to make them up at night. It is well known that Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita has a quota of learning that he calls chayvos, and he has to fulfill that chayv, which consists of generally no less than 7 daf of Gemara and Shulchan Aruch. But those are his chayvos; those are the minimum obligations of the amount of learning, the amount of material that needs to be covered. There are some communities groups have been set up to learn Torah berabim, to have a shir, to learn Torah with a chabura, in which there is certainly much more of a merit. Every God-fearing individual should join with these chaburas. Besides for the schus, for the added merit of learning Torah Barabim in a group, there is also the schus of learning Torah where one has davened. And the Gemara says about such an individual, Yelchu mechayel al choyel yirek kebel oikim betzian, that one would merit to greet the Shekhinah if his place of learning is where he davens. Additionally, Chazal say, b'makom rina sham tehei tefila. In the reverse, it is appropriate to daven where one learns. So one should preferably be koveya time to learn immediately after davening in the Beis Medrash. Rashi in Parshas Yisro on the pasuk V'yisam li'sigulo mikol ha'amim writes that im tekablu aleichem mikan va'elach yarav lachem. Rabbi Shalom told Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu in the days preceding Matan Torah that if they would be mekabel upon themselves, they are guaranteed and assured that eventually learning Torah will be sweet to them. Mikan va'elach yarav lachem shekol ascholos koshos. And the Rosh Hashiva of Neri Yisrael, of Yaakov Weinberg's Zitzal, explained that there's something very explicit here in the Rashi that we can't miss. The promise, the guarantee, the assurance that one will eventually find sweetness, find the gishmak, and become enthusiastic about his learning is given only to one who approaches Limud HaTorah out of a Kabbalah, out of a commitment. Im tekablu aleichem. Because one could learn for an hour, one could attend a shir, But if it is not done with a Kabbalah, with a commitment, then it is qualitatively deficient. It is not the same as one who commits himself and says, I need to sit down for the next hour and spend a certain amount of time learning and or cover a certain amount of material. When done with a Kabbalah, the learning is altogether different. And the promises and the segulas for Talmud Torah are granted to those who approach Talmud Torah with a commitment, with a dedication. And therefore, Kviyas Itim LaTorah brings out the fact that one is not learning Torah haphazardly or intermittently. Rather, one is approaching Limud HaTorah with a serious commitment, with a knowledge that this must be done, and I am committed to doing it. Let us continue in the Kitzur Ois Beis. Kol Ish Yisrael, every Jewish person, Chayav Limud HaTorah, is obligated in the learning of Torah. This of course applies to a man, to a male. A woman is obligated to be to familiarize herself with the halachas, that pertain to her, such as Shabbos, Anidah, and Challah, etc. But the requirement of Limud Torah, both the requirement of learning Torah daily, and the requirement of Yediyas HaTorah, of a complete knowledge of Torah, those requirements apply to males only, but they apply to every Jewish male, Bein Ani, Bein Asher, regardless of his financial situation, Bein Shalim Begufa, whether the person is healthy, Bein Baal Yisur, Bein Bachar, Bein Zakim Gadol, whether he is young or an elderly person, Afilu Ani Amachazra Lapsachim, even a beggar, one who goes around collecting the tzedakah for his sustenance, Chayav Likvaya Leizman LaTalmud Torah, has to set aside time for learning, Bayom U'Balayla, both at day and at night, Shenemar V'Agisa Bayom U'Balayla. So every individual has to learn Torah, whether he's ill or well. The story is told about a Magid Shir, who once told his listeners that he cannot come to Beis Medrash to give the Shir. And he insisted that although they felt, you know, we could skip tonight, he told them, please come to my home. And they saw that this Magid Shir was teaching, was giving a shir interspersed with groans, and he was clearly suffering, but he gave the shir despite the Yisurim. As the pasuk says, Ashrei HaGever Ashati Yasrenu Ko Mitarascha Talamdenu. Fortunate is a person who is afflicted with Yisurim and nevertheless learns Torah. And he insisted that he gives the shir because how could we skip a night of Talmud Torah? And this individual was none other than Moreinu Rav Avadya Yosef, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, who knew that Torah has to be learned in all situations. And the same applies to a poor individual. As the Rambam says, one has to learn Torah despite his poverty. We see that with Hillel. Hillel spent half his meager wages on admittance into the Beis Medrash. Umi she'ina yedeya klal lomoid, continues the Kitzur, one who is not able to learn, has never been taught, or who he cannot learn because of the tremendous, overwhelming pursuits that he's preoccupied with, making a living. He should provide for others who are learning, and this will be considered for him as if he himself learned. If he provides, if he sustains others learning, as the Medrash tells us, the pasuk, "Smach zvulun betzeistecha v'yisachar b'hayalecha," and zvulun should rejoice when he sets out, and yisachar in his tents. And this tells us the following: zvulun v'yisachar asu shutfus. These two brothers, these two shvatim, entered into a partnership. Zvulun asak beschayra, Zvulun engaged in commerce, V'hispik le'yisachar panasasoy, and would provide yisachar his sustenance, she'yil le'pnai la'asik batara, so that yisachar would be able to devote his time to delve and study Torah. Laficha chikdim ha'pasuk zvulun le'yisachar, and the pasuk mentions zvulun before yisachar, mipnei she'terosa shal yisachar le'zvulun ha'isam. There's an added importance to zvulun, in that zvulun was the one who aided and made Yisachar's Torah possible. V'chein matzino b'mishnah, we find the same idea in the Mishnah in Zvachim. Shimon achi Azaya Omedek. The Mishnah quotes an opinion of one of the Tanoim who was named Shimon, the brother of Azaria. And why was he named associated with his brother Azaria when quoted in the Mishnah? The Nikra Shimon al Shem Achiv Azaria. Shimon is referred to in association with his brother Azaria. Lefisha Azaria Asak Beprakmatia V'haya Mesapik Tzorchei Shimon Achiv Shaya Isak Bater. Azaria would be involved in business and would provide for the needs of his brother Shimon. V'hisnu Beinayim, and they stipulated Shiyahei Chelek LaAzaria B'schar LeMuda Shal Shimon, and that Azaria would have a portion in the reward that would be given to Shimon for his limud. So this is known as a Yisachar Zvulun partnership, and it's an official agreement that if Zvulun provides for Yisachar, and according to many poskim, this applies only if in a situation where Yisachar would not have been able to learn otherwise, where the Torah scholar is enabled and put in a position to learn because Zvulun is funding him. In that situation, Zvulun merits the reward of Yisachar. The Chafetz Chaim writes that in the next world, the Zvulun will be learning Torah with Yisachar and will be able to understand Torah in the same way that his Yisachar is able to. The schar for the Yisachar, on the other hand, is that he certainly merits, gets half the schar that he would have otherwise for learning Torah. The other half is given to Zvulun. But nevertheless, let the Yisachar not think that he's losing out, that he's not learning Torah, because ultimately, says the Vilna Gaon, as quoted by Rav Chaim Volozhin and Kesar Roish, we learn Torah to give nachas ruach to the Rabbanu Shalom. So even if the Yisachar is losing half his reward in the next world for his Torah learning, for the sake of Zvulun, but at the end of the day, the Yisachar has spent his entire time immersed in Torah and thereby bringing a nachas ruach to the Rabbanu Shalom. Rav Aaron Cutler Zitzal once spoke to wealthy individuals. He had a meeting at a gathering for philanthropists, encouraging them to support Torah. And he discussed the merits of Zvulun and what the Yisachar Zvulun partnership means for those who sustain Torah. And after his talk, one of the individuals present asked a question that had been nagging at him. And he said, Rosh Hashiva, if us Zvuluns merit the same reward as the Yisachars, then why are all the Torah scholars and yeshivas out there, why are they so immersed in learning Torah? Why do they afflict themselves? Let them go out into the world, make money, and support others. If after all Zvulun merits the same Olam Haba as Yisachar, why should a person strain himself to learn Torah? And Rabbi Aaron said, you're right, my friend. You're right that in Olam Haba, this Zvulun will enjoy that which Yisachar enjoys. But what about Olam Hazeh? The people who learn Torah want to learn Torah because they want a better Olam Hazeh. They want to be able to be mistabek to the Rabbanu Shalom and have a happier, more satisfied life, a life of contentment, which only one who learns Torah can have to the nth degree. And as the Gemara tells us in Yuma, that even an individual who's as wealthy as Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom will have to justify himself and will have to answer to the tainus that Bez Nin Shlamala will have for him. Even though you were so wealthy and you claimed you couldn't learn Torah, but look at Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom. Rabbi Elazar ben Charsom managed to learn Torah despite his enormous wealth. And the Shlach Kodesh explains that obviously we're not speaking about a person who was involved in commerce and in making money his whole life and did nothing more with his money. Rather, we're speaking about an individual who did enter into a Yistachas Vulin partnership, who did support Torah. But the taina on him was that nevertheless, he should have learned Torah himself, because the segulis, the hashpois, the value of Limud HaTorah, of one's personal Limud HaTorah, cannot be fully realized with merely supporting Torah. And the Chazal tell us, the Gemara in Megillah says that Zvulun was involved in business. And Zvulun would set out to sea, would set sail, and travel to distant countries to engage in commerce. But Zvulun felt inferior to his brothers, the other Shvatim, who had vineyards, who had orchards in Eretz Yisrael. And the Chasam Sofer explains that Zvulun realized that those who have orchards, who have a steady income, perhaps not as great and not as large as Zvulun's income, but at the same time they have the peace of mind and they're able to learn for certain months a year. As opposed to Zvulun, who was involved in commerce every minute of his being, Zvulun did not have time to learn himself. So although he was supporting Yisachar and merited the same share in the world to come as Yisachar, Zvulun felt that he was lacking, he was losing out, and was jealous of his brothers who were able to learn Torah himself. So that's certainly the ideal. If one should make every effort to learn Torah himself, and as the Kitzron concludes this Seif, Ve'al kol panim yis'ameitz kol adam lilmoid afilu rak ma'at b'chol yom v'chol laila. One should make every effort to learn even a bit every day and every night. One who cannot spend the majority of his time learning, rather he sets aside specific times for Torah study. At these designated times, he should be involved in the following: Lilmoid ha'alachos hashchichos hanitzrachos ladas l'chalish Yisrael. He should learn, most importantly, those halachos that pertain to Orach Chaim, to daily living, halachos that one needs to know to function as a law-abiding Jew, day in, day out. And that priority should be given to the halachos of Orach Chaim, and if he has time to learn more Be'in, one should spend time on Chulin, and Nida, and Shabbos. And although in yeshivas we see that the majority of the learning is in Noshim Nezikin, the Gedolim explain that in their younger years, Talmidim need to hone their skills. And Noshim and Nezikin are the best, have the Masechtas that are most suitable for sharpening skills. But once one has reached a certain level of learning, where he's able to learn on his own correctly and accurately, then one should devote his time to learning those mesechtes that are nogeya ladina. And this is, the stipler writes this in a letter at the beginning of the second chelak of Karyana de Igrista, writing to a Talmud Chacham that he should feel satisfied that he's devoting his time to learning the mesechtes that are more nogeya, such as Shabbos and Erevin and Chulin and Nida, rather than Nashim Mezikin, because ultimately that's where one should spend the bulk of his time. The Kitzur adds that one should certainly supplement his learning with Midrashim, Nagodis, the words of Chazal that inspire and would elevate one to a higher level of Limud Torah, at a higher level of closeness to Hashem. The Sifri Musar, one should set aside time for Musar. And The author of Alei Shur, of Shlomo Volber, writes that when he was in isolation in Sweden during the World War II years, he writes about himself that he would not have remained religious had he not learned Musar every day. It's remarkable. Shmuel was not one prone to exaggeration, and he said about himself that had he not learned Musar every day, he would not have been able to survive as a from Jew. Asha Yusaidasam Bahari Kaidish Midrash Rabbisan is Alvisif Musar are rooted in the Midrashim, come from a holy source. Shahima Ilum Lahachlish Kayacha Yetzaran. Sifri Musar, as Rabbi Shlomo Salanter discusses at length, are the remedy, are the antidote for the strength, for the power of the Yetzer Hara. The Asher Misha Yeshle Chay Kavua V'lo Yavor Melumoid B'Sefer Chokli Yisrael V'Yom V'Yom. There's a Sefer Chokli Yisrael, which is a digest of various midrashim and words of Chazal and Divrei Musar. And fortunate is one who has a set time that's immutable in which he learns the Sefer Chokli Yisrael V'chol HaMoisif Moisifun Le'Toyv Min HaShamayim. And the more one learns, he will merit greater goodness from heaven. Rav Shalom Shvadron Zatzal, the Maggid of Yerushalayim, used to give a shir to a group of Talmidim. And there was a week or two when a Talmid by the name of Tzachi did not come. And after investigating, it turned out that the World Cup games were taking, soccer games were taking place during those weeks. And Tzachi was involved with watching the games and felt that he can't come to the shir. And Rav Shalom asked him, what's so important, what's so interesting and fascinating about the game of soccer? He says, well, you see there's a ball and you have to kick the ball into a goal. And Rav Shalom says, well, I could do that. Why do you need, what's so special about that? Why do you need to watch professional athletes doing it? I could kick a ball into a goal. And Tzachi says, Rebbe, you don't understand. It's not so easy to do it. You have a goalie, there's a defense, there are things that stand in the way, there are hurdles and obstacles that need to be overcome. And that's what makes it interesting. That's where it's at. And Abshalom said, listen to what you're saying. Where there are hurdles and obstacles, that's where it's at. That's where a person prospers. And when you come to learn, despite the Yetzirah, despite those things that get in the way, that is Limud HaTorah, which is so chashuv min hashamayim. Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky would say that, you know, even if one goes to a shir and falls asleep and is dozing off straight through the shir, at least he went to Beis Medrash. His family, his children know that he went to learn. They see that he's Machshav Torah. They don't know what he's doing in the shir, whether he's following. The Rama already says that there's Char Halicha for going to a Beis Medrash, for just sitting there, even if one doesn't understand. Continues the Kitzur. Kshehu Loimed V'tzorech Latis Lachutz, when one has to leave, Al Yaniach Es HaSefer Pasuach Ki Al Yidei Zeh Meshacheach Talmudoi. One should not leave this Sefer open, because this will cause him to forget his learning. And although the Aruch HaShulchan writes that Me'ikar Adin, strictly speaking, if one is just going out for a few moments to the courtyard or to the bathroom, he does not have to close the Sefer. Nevertheless, the popular custom is that whenever one leaves, even for a few brief moments, if he's interrupting his learning, he should close the Sefer so as not to forget that learning. A person has to be very careful that while learning, he should verbalize and mouth the words and hear what he is learning. The Sefer Torah should not move away from your mouth. If one verbalizes the words, even if he does not understand it, he has fulfilled the mitzvah of v'limadetem. V'lachin kol amar, it's even an ignorant Jew, mevarech berchas haTorah b'shachar lifnei ha'psukim. Nevertheless, says berchas haTorah, because he's about to recite the psukim. V'chein k'sha'il l'sefer Torah, and or before receiving an aliyah, even though the amarets will not understand, but because he's saying the words, he's verbalizing them, he receives schar for limud haTorah and is therefore permitted and should make the Birchas HaTorah. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav, who is the source for this heter, limits it to Torah Shebichtav. He says, when it comes to Torah Shebichtav, the fact that one verbalizes the words merits him a mitzvah of Kiyam Talmud Torah. But if it's Torah Shebaal Peh, Shas, Mishnayos, then he needs to understand what he's saying, and merely reciting the words, verbalizing them, will not earn him the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. However, Kol Ha'Oisek BaTorah, Ve'ino Yochoy La'Hovin Machmas Koytzer Dato, if one is involved in learning and cannot understand it because of his intellectual inability, Yiske La'Havina Ba'Olam Haba, if one is involved in learning and does not understand it, and as we said, even when, if he does that with Torah Shebaal Peh, he may not get the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Nevertheless, the fact that he put an effort and he was involved in that learning, he will merit to understand the Gemara, the Sugya, and Olam Haba.